Okay.
So let's start. I think we're in Tzadik Tesamud Aleph. We left off. So the last thing we talked about was how many years exactly Mashiach, the most Mashiach, will last for. So we had a number of different opinions, 40 years, 70 years, 3 generations, etc., a whole bunch of opinions. Okay, so now we're up to about halfway down the widest lines in Tzadik Tesamud Aleph. The first word on the line is Ve'im Tomar, at least in my Gemara. The last one, we're starting from the very end of the line. Ve'omein Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. So now we're continuing on in the list. We just finished the first little piece of the Mishnah. So we said in the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chilak Malava, Shnemar Vamein Kolam Tzadikim Lolam Yirshu Aretz, Netzer Mata'ayim HaSeh Edad Espe'erim. And we said, who are the people who don't get Olam Haba? Omer Ein Tchias Mesa Min HaTorah, the Ein Torah Min Shemayim Ha'Bikars. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afakor B'Sfarim HaChitzonim, V'Alocha Shal Maka, V'Omer Kol Machla Asher Samti B'Mitzrayim Lo Asa Malacha, K'Ani HaShem Rufach. So Mesa Shemayim, we hope to get through the Gemaras that discuss each of these characters. Okay. Fine, so the Gemara says as follows. Tan Rabbanam, Ki Dvar HaShem Baza, and the Pasuk really goes, V'Es Mitzvaso Heifar, Hikares tikares. Right, so Kidvar Hashem is up for he degraded the word of Hashem. That's mitzvah so hefar. Hikares tikares, he should be cut off. So who is this? Zomer in Torah min Hashemayim. That's the first opinion. Davar Acher. Kidvar Hashem bazah, zap hikares. Davar Acher, Kidvar Hashem bazah, zap magal upon the Torah. And we'll mitzvah Hashem discuss these guys in a little bit. That's mitzvah so hefar. What does that mean? Zeh hamei for bris basar. The person who's made for bris basar. So what does that mean? The Aramak explains that that's referring to a person who didn't give himself a milah. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah says that a person who's mosheich arla, so right, he pulls down the arla over the milah, over the makam milah, he's chayv karis. The Kesef Mishnah says that this comes from this gemara over here. He karis to grace, he karis b'olam hazeh, he karis b'olam haba. So that's what we had early on in the Sechta, a couple of places. Mikan Amr Abulazar Modai, Machal Asakachim, Mavaz Asamodos. If a person is Chal Kachim, if a person disgraces, degrades Moados, which Rashi understands to be referring to Cholomite, the Be'er Shabbat says that that's Rashi Lashitase, because he holds a Malacha and Cholomite does Mindaresa. Vamei for Briso Shal Avram Avinu, Vamagal Pan Betora, Shalok Kahalacha. Some have it, Vahamalbim Pnecha Beberam, others should take it out. Even though he could be learning all day and he could be the nicest person in the world, in lo chelak olam haba. So it sounds like he did something that was pretty bad. Tani idach, ki dvar Hashem baza, zeh haomer ein Torah min Hashemayim. Va'afilu amar kol haTorah kula min Hashemayim, chutz mipasuk zeh. He says everything is min Hashemayim with the exception of this one pasuk, Shalo Amaro Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Lamash Mipi Atzmo, Zehu Kidvar Hashem Baza. That's the Dvar Hashem Baza. Vafilu Amar Kolatar Kulum and Shrine Chutz Mdiktuk Zeh, with the exception of this one, Diktuk Rashi says these are the Chaseris or Yaseris in the Torah. Mikav Chomer Zeh, with the exception of this, Kav Chomer. Mikzir Shavazu, those parts are a little bit of a Chiddush, Ayin and the Rambam and the Ramban in charge base, right? Zehu Kidvar Hashem Baza. Okay, so those are the prices that we have on the table. Tanya, are we going? Am I reading too quickly or too slowly? Are we okay? So Tanya, how your mayor Omer halome Torah ve'inu malanda. Person learns Torah but doesn't teach it. Zehu dvar Hashem baza. Okay, Reb Nasan Omer kol misha inu mashgiach al hamishnah. Now, what's dvar Hashem baza? That's referring to a person who it doesn't pay attention to. He disregards Mishnais. Marshall explains that this is talking about a person who doesn't realize or disregards the fact that Mishnayos, how essential and how central Mishnayos are to Yiddishkeit, to Torah, and that they are a perish at Torah Shavuot. Reb Nihurai Omer, Kol she'efshal ha'asok b'Torah ve'eino osek. This is a person who has the chalus to engage in Torah, but doesn't. What does osek b'Torah mean? Okay, so that's a long discussion, right? Bishmal Omer, Zeh Ha'Oved Avodas Kochavim. This is a person who is Oved Avodas Kochavim. My mashma. What do you get there from? How does Kidvar Hashem Vaza sound like that? So the time of Rabbi Shmuel, Kidvar Hashem Vaza, Zehem Avaza Dibor, that he disgraced, he degraded the Dvar Hashem, Shene'emar, and based on the brother, we take out Lo L'Moshe. So Misinai, Dibor Shene'emar Misinai, Anochi Hashem Lokach, Lo Yelach Alimachrin. Rashi explains what that means is, how is it being Avaza the Dibor of Hashem over any other mitzvahs? Well, look, we know from the Gemara at the end of Matkis, that those were the two mitzvahs, Anochi and Lo Yelach, were the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally told over to the Jewish people. Okay. Rabbi Shuvan Karcha, Omer, Kol Halomit Torah Veinu Chotzer Aleha, Doma La'adam Shazareh Veinu Chotzer, right? So the famous line of the learning elementary school, right? The person who started doesn't do Hazaras, like he planted without harvesting. Rabbi Shuvan Omer, Kol Halomit Torah Mashacha, the person who learns Torah and forgets it, Doma La'isha Shioledas V'Koveras. It's like a woman who gave birth and buried the child. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zamer b'chol yom, zemer b'chol yom. Zamer b'chol yom, sing every day. Zemer b'chol yom, a zemer, song every day. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, he gives a couple of pshat in what that means. One pshat is that it should be misudr, if you take a look at the top Rashi, zamer b'chol yom, hegei misadr tamudcha, af b'shasad b'ficha kezemer, v'hu yigrom l'cha shedehe l'olam haba. So, if you take a look at the Aramah, he says a beautiful pshat. And what this means is that when you have a song that's stuck in your head, you sing it 1,000 times. You don't say, I don't want to sing it again. I just sang it a minute ago. And you just keep singing it over and over and over again. So, Torah should be Zamer b'chol yom, Zemer b'chol yom. Okay. Amar Yitzchak bar Avadimi, Maikra, Shenemer, the Pasuk of Mishle says, Nefesh amel amolo, ki achaf olav dihu. So kiyachaf alav pihu. So what does that mean? So nefesh amol amolo. So the nefesh, the toiling soul amolo, kiyachaf alav pihu. For he saddled upon it over his mouth. So what does this mean? Hu amel b'makom zeh, v'taraso malus lo b'makom achar. Right. So because he toiled in Torah for this world, so the Torah will fight for him for the next world. Okay, that's one shot anyway. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Kol Adam la'amal nivra. Every person was made for the purpose of toiling. Shenemer, as the pasuk in Iyov says, ki Adam la'amal yulad. Okay, so that's pretty explicit. Eni yodea im la'amal pan nivra, im la'amal lach nivra. But I don't know if this is for the toiling of the mouth or for the toiling of through work, physical labor. So kishu omar ki achaf alav pihu, for he saddled upon it his mouth. Havi amal la'amal pan nivra. In other words, the way the Rashi explains it is that he saddled his mouth, that he controlled his mouth to make it that his mouth would learn and speak words of Torah. That's what it means. Just like you saddle a donkey. Okay. V'adayin in yodim l'amol Torah im l'amol sicha. But I still don't know if it's for amol emelos for b'Torah or emelos just tamazayin shmuzim. So kishu omer loyim or speaking, maybe not just Torah. Kishu omer loyim sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha. Ah, havi omer la'amol Torah nivra. V'hainu da'am Rava, that's what Rava said, kulhu gufei deruftekinu. All of the bodies are deruftekinu. There are a couple of pshat, what that means. Rashi gives two pshat, the one pshat is that we're tarchanin, we're laborers. The other pshat is that we're like these cases, like a money bag or a bag for carrying letters. So kulhu gufei deruftekinu. All the bodies are derufteki. Tovei Lidizachi to have a deruftiki daraisa. So Tove Rashi explains it's like a lashon of Ashrei. That Ashrei to those who merit that they should be a deruftiki daraisa, that they should either be toilers for Torah, or if you learn that deruftiki means like tarchanin, or that it means like that you're a clay kibble, that you're a sack, you're a money bag for Torah. Okay. No if isha chasarle. What does that mean? Mark explains, Amar Shlakh Zeh Halomi Torah Leprakim. That's really a reference for a person who learns Leprakim. He learns Leprakim occasionally. Shenemar, Kina Im Ki Sish Merein Bebet Necha, Yikonu Yachtav Al Tzvasecha. Kina Im, Naim means like pleasant. Kina Im Ki Sish Merein Bebet Necha. For it's pleasant when you be shomer in your beten, in your stomach. Yikonu Yachtav Al Tzvasecha. meaning when will it be pleasant and guard pleasantly and guarded in your stomach? That will be yikonu yacht valsvasecha, when you establish it on your lips. Okay. Tanravam vachnevesh shirtas abiyadava. What does that mean? Zem Menashe ben Chizkiya. That's referring to Menashe ben Chizkiya. We'll discuss him a little bit later. That's Hashem. Shahaya Yoshe, we mentioned briefly in the mission, right? So Shahaya Yoshe Vidorish Behagados Shodofi. That he would be Yoshe Vidorish Behagados Shodofi. He would make these defective Hagados. The way the Yarmah says it, that he would make Kilu, that he's making the Torah Behamum. Dofi is like a mum. So Zem Menashe ben Chizkiya, he explained also that when it says Biyarma, that Yarma means that he would do it. How do you make the fact of Hagadus Biyarma? So the way that he says it is that he did this publicly before Hesya. Okay, so again, Vanefesh Shirtas of Biyarma, Zem Menashe ben Chizkiya, Shai Yosh, Vidarsh Hagadus Shadofi, Omar, in the take of the Chi, seems to make a little bit of sense. Omar, Lo Hayolo Lemosha Lichtov, Ella, Bachos Lotan Timna, Vesina Haisa Pulagish Alifaz, Ayilech Ruvein be made Kitzir Chitim and Yitzad Dudam Vesadeh. So why does Moshe add in superfluous details in the Torah? And we'll discuss a couple of these in a little bit. So Yotze Basko, so Basko now, but Armelon said to him, Teishev Be'achiche Sedaber Be'venimcha Titen Dofi, that you're speaking terrible things about your the Be'venimcha Eila Asisa Be'achrashdi Dimisa, Hayos Ayam Kamocha, Ochichacha, Verachale Necha. The love of first book of Allah, we'll explain a little bit in Yerz Hashem. Hai Moshe Ha'avon, woe is to those who are the pullers of iniquity, Bechavli Hashav, with the ropes of falsehood. Ucha Avos Hagala Chata'a. And like the Avos are like the thick leather straps of the Agal of the wagon. So what does this mean? Maika Avos Hagal. What does that mean? So Amrav Asi, Yetzer Hara, B'tchila Doma L'chut Shel Kovya. There's a couple of different versions of what this is. It's either Kovya, or Buchya, or Kuchya. So, but either way, we'll get to the back of this. Amrav Yossi, Yetzer Hara, B'tchila Doma L'chut Shel Kovya. If you have it like that, then it's like a spider. That's the thread of a spider. If you have it that it's Buchya, so then it would be like a shuttle like in the 13th paragraph of the Gemara of Shabbos, right, that when you would, I don't have the picture, but when you have a loom, so they have a system where they're able to lift up alternating chassis, right? So you lift up the chassis in order to feed, right? Normally you do, I don't know if you're going to this much, but okay, when you weave, right? So you lift up the chassis lie on the loom, and then you have to weave under over with all the Erev, right? The Erev get mixed into the chassis, that's why it's called Erev. So the chassis lie flat, so if I lift up one, I go under one and over two and under three and over four. So if I lift up 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, all the every other ones, then I'll be able to just stick one thread going underneath all of them instead of having to go over under. I don't know if I'm making sense. But the thing that you use in order to once you lift up every other one, the 1, 3, 5, and then the 2, 4, 6, so the thing that you use in order to feed the thread through, you throw the thread underneath. So there's this thing called the shuttle, which is which has thread inside of it, like a spool of thread, and it has a feeder that the thread comes out, and as you throw the shuttle underneath, you feed it underneath, that's the thread gets released through this shuttle. So either way, the point is that it's very thin. That's the point. So Yitzhar Har B'tchila Doma L'chut Shel Kovya, or Shel Bochya, L'Bsof Doma L'Avos Hagal. And at the end, it'll be, so the Yitzhar starts off falling like a simple little thread, like a spider's thread, or the shuttle's thread for weaving. And in the end, it's like a thick leather strap for the wagons. Okay. The Asanala, but now once you brought this stuff up, once we've come to this stuff, the Asanala Mias, but once we've come to this, Achos Lotan Timna Mahi, what is this thing? Who's Achos Lotan? When we say, who's this Timna? Who's this Timna lady? So Timna Bas Malach Mahavai. She was like a princess. Tachsiv Aluf Lotan, Aluf Timna. So Kol Aluf, and any time that you see Aluf in the Torah, Malchusa Lotagahi. It's like a kingship of some sort without a crown, though. So now, what was special about Timna? Bayele Guyura. she wanted to convert. So basa itzal Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, v'lo kibluah, so she came down with Yitzchak and Yaakov, but they weren't makabel her as a kiyores. Holcha v'haisa pilagish la'alifas b'neisav, so she did the next best thing that she could do, and so she was a pilagish for alifas. Arma, she said, mutav tehe shivcha l'umazu, I'd much rather be a shivcha to this nation, v'lo tehe gvira l'uma achar. So gvira is like a slave or a landowner. A woman slave owner, right? So v'lo te'es gevira l'uma acheres, rather than to be a gevira for some other nation. So who came out of her? Nafak mina Amalek the tsa'arinu l'Israel, who pained the Jewish people. My taima. So what's the reason? Why did that happen? D'lo ibay l'hu l'rachalka, because they shouldn't have, meaning Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov should not have distanced her. Okay. So that was the pasuk about Achos lo tantim. Now, but what about the pasuk of Vayelech Ruvain b'mei kitzir chitim? So Amar Rava, Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, mikan l'tzadikim she'ein poshtin yedein begezel. Here's the riot effort that tzadikim, they don't stick their hands to go get gezel. Okay, so how do you see the pasuk? So Rashi explains, and this is also a little bit of sechsachim. It says, Vayelech Ruvain b'mei kitzir chitim. Rashi says what that means is that he went after the very end of the harvest season, but then everybody is open to roam into other people's fields. But up until then, you're not allowed to. Okay. Vayimtza dudayim basadeh. Found dudayim in the field. And of course, we know that there's the Yad Ramah, the Ramban, Allah Torah, the Ben Ezra. They all explain that the dudayim is like some sort of a grass that looked like it had the appearance of a person. And if a woman ate this, she'd be able to conceive. The Rashi over here, that they're being done from Rashi al Torah, is that it's like, translates it as like jasmine or something. Okay, so Vayim to Dudaim Basadeh, my Dudaim, Amarav Yavruchi, Levi Amar Sigali, Yonasan Amar Siviski. Rashi here explains that these are like kinds of grass roots that they used to eat. Okay, or that obviously was good for women who couldn't conceive. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Amar Rava Alexandri, Kola Osik Betara Lishma, Mesim Shalom Bepamal Shemala, Bepamal Yashamat, any person who learns Torah Lishma, who is Osik Betara Lishma, I should say, he puts Shalom in the Pamal, in the, literally that's like a lesson of household or the abode or the divine agencies, Shemala, Bepamal Shemata, Shemamar, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, O Yachzeik, Mozi, that if you will be hold fast to Mozi, my stronghold, Ya'aseh Shalom Li, Shalom Ya'aseh Li. Okay, so that's number one from Alexandria, Rav Alexandria. Number two, Rav Amar, that if a person is Osik B'Torah L'Shema, Ki'ilu Bana Paltaran Shamala B'Shamata, as though you build the palaces of above and down below. Shemember the Pasuk in Shai says, Va'asim Devarai B'Ficha, Uvetzel Yadi Kisisicha, L'Ntor Shemayim B'Lisod Aretz. Right, so again, that I put my words in your mouth, but tell you that Yadi Kitzisichan, in the shade of my hand, I will shelter you. Lin Toa Shemayim, will so it arts, right? To plant the heavens and to set a foundation in the land. Rav Yochanan Amar, Af Megin Al Kol Ha'olam Kulo. You also protect the whole world. Shnemer Vitzel Yadi Kitzisichan. The Levi Amar, Af Makar Vitzagula. You bring the Gula. Shnemer, as the Hemsh in the Hemshch of that pasuk. If you read the Hemshach, Pasuk says, "V'leimer l'tzion ami ata." Okay, so those are four pshat. So Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Malamed as Ben Chaver Torah, Malal V'Kasuk Kilo Asaf. You teach your Ben Chaver Torah, so then it says, "Though you made him." Shnemer V'Asenefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, like we have by Avraham Avinu. Reb Elazar Omer Kilo Asan L'Devi Torah, says, "Though you made the Torah itself." Okay. The Marsha explains that what that means is that through the Masu Matan the Torah, so then you're Neschadish things. You're Mechadish things in Mamela. It's as though you brought them into the world. Shnemru Shmartim is Divrei Habris, Hazos Vasisem Osam. Okay. Rava Amar. Kilu Aso Laatzmo. It's as though you made yourself. Shnemar Vasisem Osam. Al Tikri Osam Ela Atem. Amar of Aval, Kol Ma'ase as Chavero, L'Dvar Mitzvah, person compels his friend to do a Dvar Mitzvah, Ma'al L'Vakasov Ki'ilu Asa'o, that changes it to, it's as though you yourself did it. Shenemar umatcha asher hikisa boaz ve'yor. Right, so this is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu and the staff with which you hit the river. So v'chi Moshe hikal, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the river, ve'alo Aaron hikal. Alom l'chal kol ma'asas chaveru, right, that since Moshe listed Aaron to go hit the river, so alom l'chal kol ma'asas chaveru, v'var mitzvah ma'alo l'va kasav, ki'ilu asa. It's as though he did. Okay. So now let's talk about Abikaris a little bit. Abikaris is a curious word. There's a whole fight among the Rishonim and Achronim what the word actually means. Right, so one pashut pshat is that Abikaris, right, the simplest pshat, which also the Parsha brings down, is that it's obviously the simple, intuitive one. That's a reference to those who follow in the ways of Epicurus. The other pshat that they say is that a person who has a lifestyle of hefkeiros, that he's mafkir himself either b'tvar iser, he's mafkir himself in certain ways, and we'll discuss a little bit more. Okay, but so it'll be interesting given the way that the Gemara touches up. What exactly that Abikaris is guilty of that warrants that he loses his chelik and olam haba? So the Gemara says as follows: Rav Rav Chanina Amri Tarvayu Ze Hamavaza Tamid Chacham. This is a person who is Mavaza Tamid Chacham. Rav Yochanan Rav Yishuv Ben Levi Amar Amri Ze Hamavaza Chaveiro Lefnei Tamid Chacham. This is a person who disgraces his friend in the presence of Tamid Chacham. But what should be so bad about embarrassing your friend in front of the Tamid Chacham? This one could hear it. Embarrassing a Talmud Chacham himself, but why would it be so bad to disgrace your friend? So the answer that some say is that when you're in the presence of someone who's really chashuv, you don't act silly, you don't act foolish, you don't joke around with your friends. And so if you're embarrassing your friend in front of someone, so clearly that reflects your irreverence for the Talmud Chacham. Okay. So now we have two shittas here, what Abikaris is. Abikaris is either a person who's marvaza a Talmud Chacham, or it's a person who's mevaza chaveiro b'fnei tamid chacham. Okay, so bishlam l'man davar mevaza chaveiro b'fnei tamid chacham, Abikaris hafei. It makes a lot of sense if you hold, like the shita that mevaza chaveiro b'fnei tamid chachamim, that's the Abikaris. So then, how would the person who's actually mevaza, the actual tamid chacham, how does he rank? So then mevaza tamid chacham atmo, if you disgrace the tamid chacham himself, what would we consider that? Megala pan b'torah, we would consider him to be, that would be the Megalopan B'Torah. So obviously the Gemara is assuming, right, that the Megalopan B'Torah is much more of an egregious crime than that Abikaris, and therefore we have to figure out, now that we know who that Abikaris is, who ranks higher, who did something much worse. So El Manda Amar Vaza Tam Chacham Atzmo, but according to Manda, who says that it's Mavaza Tam Chacham himself, Abikaris Havi, that if you degrade the Tam Chacham, that's the Abikaris. So then Megal Pan B'Torah, Kigon Mai, you're maxed out. Who's the Megal Pan B'Torah? So Gemara says, Kigon Menashe Ben Chizkiyah, like Menashe Ben Chizkiyah, who we mentioned above earlier, that he was a person who bedorish these defective agadas around him. Okay. The Ika Damasti La Aseifa. Some have this referring back to the Seifa of the Brisa. That what? Not that they had a discussion directly about the Abikaris, but then they had a discussion about the person who's Megalopan B'Torah. Megalopan B'Torah, Rav Rav Chanina Amri, Zem Vaza Tam Chacham. Yochan Rishub and Levi Amri, Zem Vaza Es Chavero B'Fnei Tam Chacham. Okay. So Bishul Luman Dem Rav Vaza Tam Chacham Atzmo. I can understand if you all that, and that's the person who's Megalopan B'Torah Havei, that if you're Mevaza Tam Chacham himself, that's Megalopan B'Torah. So then Mevaza Chavero B'Fnei Tam Chacham, so how does he rank? He's the Abikaris Havei, so that's the Abikaris. El Mander Mevaz Chaveiro B'Fnei Tam Chacham. But if you say that person is the Megal Pan B'Torah Havei, so then Abikaris Kegon Man. What's the lower down rung? So then Amar Yosef Kegon Hani the Amri Maya Hanu Lan Rabban. It's like those people who say, "What good did these Chacham do? How do they help the world? The Tetu Kari, those they learn Mikra by themselves." They did Hutanu, they learn Mishnah by themselves, they don't help out the world b'chla. So Amr Le Abaye, but Abaye said to him, Amagal Pan B'Torah, Namihu. You're telling me that that's the Abikaris, but that's also Magal Pan B'Torah. How is that outright against something that we find in the Torah? How does that undermine the Torah directly? To Siv, Emlo Barisi Yomam V'Layla, Chuko Shemayim V'Eretz Lo Samti. Right? If without my bris, Yom HaValayla, if without those who uphold my bris by learning Torah, Yom HaValayla, Chukos Shemayim V'Eretz Lo Samti, I wouldn't, the laws of the heavens and the earth wouldn't work, right? So the world wouldn't operate without Talmud Torah. So by undermining the Talmud Chacham, they're undermining the Torah itself. So Amar Nachman or Yitzchak, in fact, we also have the following, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'nasasi l'chol ha'makom ba'avuram, right, that I carry the whole world because of them. So again, we have more Pesukim that show that it's a direct attack when you attack the Chacham in this way by saying, how do they, what do they do for the world? That's a direct attack on the Torah. That's not just Nachman Karas. So Ella Kigon, and here's a fourth suggestion of who he is, the Yosef Kamei Rabbe, that if you have a guy, a Talmud, who's sitting in front of his Rebbe, Hinafuli Shmaita Beduch Dachit, and some other Shmaita cursed him from some other place. The Amar Hachim Min Hasam, and he says, oh, didn't we say this over there at the time? The Lo Amar, instead of saying, Hachi Amar Mar, instead of quoting his Rebbe and attributing it solely to his Rebbe, he also puts himself in the mix, saying, oh yeah, I think you and I, we learned this together over there. And so he's not being entirely reverent of the man. Okay, so far we've had four mahalchim of what the apikoros is. Either a person who is mevazeh Talmud Chacham, or a person who is mevazeh chaver b'chein Talmud Chacham, or three we had from Rabbi Yosef, who said it's a person who says, what good did these Chacham do in the world? Or the final one that we had so far, is that if a person says, hachi amin and hasam, instead of saying hachi amin. Number five, Rava Amar, Kigon Hani de Bei Binyamin Asya, like the people of the house of Binyamin the doctor, the Amri Maya Hani Lan Rabbanan, that they say, what good did the Chum do in the world? May Olam Lo Sharu Lan Orva, Lo Asru Lan Yonah. Now in this case, it doesn't mean what good did they do in the world, it means what did they contribute to scholarship? May Olam Lo Sharu Lan Orva, they never permitted an Orev, a raven, Lo Asru Lan Yonah, they didn't prohibit a Yonah. Right? In other words, the Raven, as the Marsha explains, right, these are just classic examples of something that's non-kosher and something that is kosher. In other words, everything's already befeished in the Torah. So what good do they do? What good do we do to have them, to have these chacham? Okay. Now, parenthetically, Rava, ki avamaisi treifasa, the baby Binyamin kamei. When a treifa, Shaila, from the house of Binyamin would come before him, ki avachazi ba taimel at there, when he come up with a reason for it to be mutter, Amarlu, he would tell them, Tachazu, you guys should see the Kasharinu Luchu Orva, that I'm mattering and permitting an Orev. In other words, not literally the Orev, in that it's something that could have potentially been non kosher. Ki have a Chazila Taimelisur, and when he would see a reason, come up with a reason for it to be Usur, that would have, you would have thought it should have been Mutter, Amarlu, he would tell them, Tachazu, you guys should see the Kasarna Luchu Yonah, that I'm prohibiting something, the Yonah, I'm prohibiting, the Yonah is a paradigm of things that you would perceive as much, but really, I'm telling you, it's not. Okay. Are we good so far? Okay. Number six. With Papa Amar Kigon, who's the Apikoros? The Apikoros is Kigon, the Amar Hani Rabban. The person who says, those rabbis. These rabbis. Yeah. With Papa Ishtali. With Papa forgot one time and he slipped. But Amar, and he said, Kigon or not Kigon, Hani Rabbanan, he used that phrase. The Ace of Bethanyasa, he was distraught and he observed, he sat in Tainus afterwards. Okay. Levi Bar Shmuel Rav Huna Bar Chia, Havu Kamisakni Mitbachos Sifrei Tevei Rav Yehuda. They were adjusting, they were fixing, they were fashioning these covers, these casings for the Sfarim of Bei Rav Yehuda. Kimatu Megillas Esther, when they came to Megillas Esther, Amri, they said, Ha Megillas Esther lo bay mitpachas. This Megillas Esther doesn't require mitpachas. Now, the way the Rashi explains this is that what it means is that they said it in a question, kind of in a question form. Instead of asking, does Megillas Esther require mitpachas? They said, oh, this doesn't require mitpachas, right? And so Amaluzo, he responded to them, Ki hagavna nami mechzi ka'afkiru. So that's also like apikoros. It's also kind of apikoros. In other words, the way the Rashi would understand it, is that they should have said it more especially and more inquisitively. They should have asked, does this require mitpachas? Not, this doesn't require it, right? And the way the Marsha says is that, no, this was actually a zilzal towards Megillas Esther. That we know that typically there's a halacha that for kisvei hakadosh, not to touch them, so we want to cover for them. So the question was whether Megillas Esther itself would require a cover, a slip cover of some sort. So the chiddush is that even though it wasn't said, or written, even though it wasn't said, written Baruch HaKodesh, even though it wasn't said over to be written Baruch HaKadosh, but still it was said Baruch HaKadosh to be read, to be read, and therefore that's why it's enough to have a cover for it. Okay, to be considered in some form like a kismet HaKadosh. Rav Nachman Amar number 7, Ze HaKorei Rabo B'Shmo. This is a person who calls his Rabbi by name. Damar B'Yochin Mepnei Ma Ne'enosh Geichazi. Why did Geichazi get punished? We'll talk about him a little bit. Mirza Hashem a little bit. Mepnei Shekara L'Rabo B'Shmo. Because he called his Rebbe by his name, his Rebbe Elisha by his name. Shneimar vayomer Geichazi, Adoni HaMelech Zosi Isha, Vizeh Bina Asher Hechya Elisha. So he referred to Elisha by name. Okay. Yasev Rev Yirmiya Kamed Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmiya was sitting in front of Rav Zeira. Yasev Vika Amar. And Rav Zeira was sitting and saying the following. Asin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahotzi Nachem Beis Kachi HaGadashim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring out a river, a stream from the Kodesh HaGadashim. The alav called mini megad, and on it, or meaning by its banks, are going to be all these kinds of sweet fruits. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yecheskel says, v'al hanachal yale al sfaso, and by the river will yale al sfaso will go up by its banks. Mizeh umizeh kol eitz machal, on either side of the edge of that river will be all kinds of fruit of trees, edible trees. Lo yibol alehu. Right, all is like a leaf, so lo yibol aleu, its leaves will not wither. The lo yitom perio, its fruit will not cease. Lo chadashav yivaker, and by the months it'll refresh itself, re-ripen new fruits. In other words, it'll be a monthly thing. Ki meima vina mikdash hemiyotz, and for its waters emerge from the mikdash. Vayi perio lemachol, and its fruit will be for eating. Ve aleihu litrufa. And its leaf will be for medicine. Over there, Husapa, so there was a certain elderly gentleman there who said, Yasha, ah, that's correct. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan said, just like what you said. So, Amar le Rabbi Yirmiya le Rav Zeira, Ki agavna mefzi le'afkarusa, Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rav Zeira, is this apikorsis? So, Amar le, ha hai siyua kamisayeya, they changed it to lean, I think the way that we're reading it anyway, it would make sense. There's a set of Nusha, I'm going to read this Gemara. So Amar le, ha hai siyua, siyui kamisayeli. No, he's not, this is not Bikarsis, he's just bolstering what I'm saying. So Ella ish milacha hashmilach, if you heard something that would be an issue of Abikarsis, it would be the following. Kiha, like the following, the Yasir of Yochan Bekadarsh, Yochan was sitting in Darshan one day, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahavi Avanim, Tovos, Margolios, Shein, Shloshim, Al Shloshim, Amos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take these precious stones and pearls that are 30 by 30 Amos. The Chokik Bahem, and he's going to engrave in them or chisel out of them, Eser Berum Esrimus, a cavity of 20 by 10. Umaamidon Bisharishlam, and he's going to erect them by the gates, or as the gates, as well, maybe, of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk writes in Yeshaya, V'samti katkod shimshosayich, and I will put the katkod, this is the katkod stone, a special, actually says some precious stone, shimshosayich, like a lashon of shemesh, of sun, that it lets in the sunlight, in other words, as your windows, which allow the sunlight in. So V'samti katkod shimshosayich, and I will put the katkod stone as your windows, u'sha'arayich la'avnei ekdach. And your gates will be from this ekdach, is like a kadeach, like a tabor, like what we have by the tabor, the air out of the ebed. The air means like hewn stone. La'avnei ekdach, there's hewn stones. So your gates will be from these hewn stones. So when Rabbi Yochanan said this, likle galav also found that Talmud scoffed. Amar, hashta kebe asa de tziltzalav mashgichinan. We can't find a stone that's like a beyasa, like the egg, the tziltzalav bird. So we can't even find a stone the size of this small egg. Kuli haimash gechinen, we're going to be able to find such large stone that can be used for the gates of a city. So the yamim, hifligas finas v'yam, so sometime later the Talmud's boat got stuck out in the sea. Chazinu l'malach yasharis, and he saw the malach yasharis to come in nasri, avan tovas margolis, and he saw that they were cutting or sawing stones, precious stones, and pearls. Amalahu. And he said to them, Hanuman, what are these for? So Amri, so they said back to him, Atzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'ha'amidon b'shar Yerushalayim. Well, actually, in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stand these up by the gates of Yerushalayim. So Ki Hadar, when the Talmud returned, Ashkechel Rav Yochanan d'yasev HaKadosh, He found Rabbi Yochanan once more was darshaning. Amalei, and he said, "Oh, Rabbi Drosh, keep darshaning. Lachana el drosh, and it's very good for you to darshan. Kishim shamata kakrisi, because what you said to me a while ago, I in fact saw that. So you seem to be going pretty good." So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Reka, you empty-headed one. In lo reisa lo amat, if you wouldn't have seen it, you wouldn't have believed it. Malagleg al divrei chacham mata, you are a scoffer of the words of chachamim." So Yav be'enei, he put his eyes on him. Yasao gal shel atamos, made him into a pile of bones. I guess that means that he died. All right. Meisvei. Ve'olech eschem komamius. So I will lead you komamius. Two komos. What does that mean? Ramei armor masayim ama. That means 200 amos. Kishtei komos shel adam arishon. This is referring to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make the Jewish people, that people be double the height of Adam. So be shtei komios. So what's shtei komios? So Rameh understands that that's 200 because it's going to be kishtei komos shel Adam Rishon to double the height of Adam Rishon. Yudah Omer kuf ama. Now this is going to be 100 amos. Keneged heichal v'kosolov, corresponding to the length of the heichal and its walls. And Rashi gives you the whole cheshbon. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Asher baneinu kinetiim migudalim bin urehem binoseinu kizavios mechutavos tavnes heichal. What does this mean? Asher baneinu, that our children are kinetiim, like the lashon of a netiyah, like young trees, saplings, migudalim bin urehem, that are nurtured in their youth, binoseinu, and our daughters kizavios are like cornerstones, mechutavos, that are like formed or crafted. Tavnis Heichal, corresponding to the Tavnis, the form of the Heichal. So he says that the height, in other words, the way to review his understanding that Pasuk in Tehillim, that the height of the children is going to correspond to the measurements of the Heichal. And therefore, they're going to be 100 Amos. But it doesn't really make a difference. Either 100 Amos or double the, or 200 Amos, how can it be that the gates of Yerushalayim, Bimas Mashiach, are going to be only 30 amos high with a cavity of 20 by 10, how is it possible if people are going to be 100 or 200 amos? So Mark explains, Ki kam Rav Yochanan, lekave devei zeka. What did Rav Yochanan mean when he was sitting and darshaning that pasuk in Yeshaya about the height of the gates? He was talking about kave devei zeka. The kave are like windows, devei zeka of the wind, where the sun also, Rashi says, that there was this window above the gates to allow in the breeze. But the gates themselves are going to be much, much higher than that. Okay. My Alehu, the Alehu L'tshuva. So earlier we quoted that pasuk about how there's going to be a stream that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring out from the Mikdash. This pasuk in Yechezkel. And it said, the Alehu L'tshuva. So what does that mean? So, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdini, Rav Chizda, Chad Omer L'hatr Peh Shamala, Chad Omer L'hatr Peh Shalmata. Rashi explained this is to untie, to loosen the mouth above, to untie, to release the mouth, shalmata, the mouth below. Referring to what? So Rashi explains the mouth above is referring to if a person is in the elim, if a person is a mute, so this is going to be able to cure them. And if a person is an akara, so then this can be able to be matzer the peshalmata. The peshalmata in order so that they should be able to conceive. Itmar, or Itmar Nami, Itmar Chizkiya Amar Lahatr Peh Ilmin, to release, to undo, to untie the mouth of the mutes, Bar Kapara Amar Lahatr Peh Akaros. Okay, Rav Yochanan Amar Letrufa Mamish. Rav Yochanan says it's Letrufa Mamish. So, my Letrufa, and the way that I think it's a Ben Yod explains it, what is that? Why is it using such a funny term? If it's referring to Refua, so why does it use the term Terufa? So Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar L'Toar Panim Shel Balei HaPeh. It's referring to the complexion of those who are Balei HaPeh, those who use their mouths for learning Torah. And they add in Kiddedarish, that seems to make a little more sense. Kiddedarish Rav Yudah Rav Simon Kol Hamashker Panav Al Divrei Torah Bal Mazeh. Any person who blackens his face to learning Torah in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavik Zivayav La'olam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminates his countenance, his shine, for olam haba. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ra'ehu kilo banon, b'chor karuzim. at his appearance in the Sukkim earlier, the way the Rashi understands it's referring to blackened faces like a raven. So it says, Mareu Kavanon Hills, his face will be like white. Amar of Tanchum Bar Changlai. Kol Amar Atzma Al Devei Torah. Any person who starves himself through or for Torah, Ba'olam Azeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazbil La'olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say Shein La'olam Haba. Shenemar, Yir V'yun Mideshen Beisecha. So Yirviyun like a lashon of to be satiated. Yirviyun those who are satiated midesh beisachah from the bounty of your house. In other words, learning Torah. Then v'nachal ad nachas ashkim. Then you will give them to drink from nachal ad nachah from the stream of your Eden. Okay. Actually, the Ben Yoda has a geshmak trap in this where he says, "What is this referring to?" So he says, "When they used to heat up food." They would heat up food by putting it directly on the coals. So what would happen, though, if the coals were out and they wanted to keep the food warm? So there was only soot left over, so they would submerge it in the soot, right, like the Gemara in the fourth paragraph of Shabbos, like for Atzmana, and they would stick it in there in order to keep it warm. But it's still, by the time you got around to eating, it was lukewarm. So he says, that's what this pasuk is talking about. The guy who stays late in the Beis Medrash, he doesn't come home to have the food when it's warm. Instead, Yir v'yun mideshen beisecha. The food that he eats are midesh beisach. They come out of the desh and out of the soot because they were kept warm. They weren't freshly hot. They were kept warm by submerging them into desh and into soot. But he only had it when it was lukewarm. So because he stayed late. So then that person v'nachla v'nachasashke. Okay. Ki atzer of dimi amar atzer akadosh baruch hu liten l'chol tzadik v'tzadik melo umso. Kadosh baruch hu is going to give every tzadik. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, should we hold here for a minute, or should we keep going? What do you guys want to do? 3:38. Should we hold here for a few minutes, and we'll come back?
Should we go down to like the dot three lines from the bottom?
So it kind of continues. It goes on until Kavam Beis. So maybe we'll hold here, and then we'll come back. Let's aim to come back. Whatever it is.
42. How much are we doing?
42 or so.
Sorry. All right.